The doors of the kitchen/dining room opened, and three kids burst into the room. They skidded to a halt when they saw Etta.
"Hi, you,"
one of the twin girls said. "Ah, yourself," Etta said, smiling at the sight of the twins. They wore pink t-shirts with sparkly hearts and pink leggings. They both wore high ponytails clipped into place with bright pink bows. Two little bubblegum beauties. A young boy hung back, looking at her curiously.
"I am Maya. This is Maria, and that boy is Dean,"
the one girl said, pointing to the young boy.
"And I think you are Etta."
"That's what Dad told us," Dean said. "She's staying with us because her house burned down."
Maya looked intrigued.
"Like a fire? Like with flames and smoke and everything?"
Her questions brought the memory of yesterday crashing into Etta's already weary mind. All she could do was nod.
"Did you get burnt?"
Maria asked.
"Okay, you three. Why are you hanging around here?"
An older woman followed them into the room, her gray hair pulled back in a half ponytail. She wore a plaid shirt over a tank top and blue jeans. Etta wondered if she was the kid's grandmother.
"You're supposed to be getting your boots on to go outside."
Then she saw Etta, and her grin shifted to a sympathetic smile.
"Hi, I'm Ruby Mulder,"
she said, her hand resting on the little boy's shoulder.
"I try to take care of these little hooligans while Wyatt and Adele are working."
So, not the grandmother. Etta nodded at her. "Nice to meet you."
"Is it nice to meet us?"
Maya put her hands on her hips, her head cocked to one side.